So you bought a new microphone, huh? It looks like one of those classic famous microphones from Europe that you expect to sound like...
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
But when you unbox it, hook it up, and hear that it instead sounds like... Don't sell it on eBay or just let it gather dust behind old quadraphonic equipment in your mic closet. Just invoke the magic touch of Brian Fox at Fox Audio Research. I'm Paul Nixon with PaulNixonVO.com in Austin, Texas, and I'm on an Apex 460 mic, also known as the Nady 1150, Alktron Electronics HST11, and the Carvin CTM100, among many other models. When I first received this mic, I plugged it in, and it pretty much sounded
like this. Just ask Brian. It was weak, spineless, acerbic, noisy, and it had about as much low-end as a telephone handset going through a 60-year-old public address system with bad transistors. Jeez.
Okay, maybe that wasn't exactly what it sounded like, but it did in my mind, and Brian did tell me it was the worst one he had ever heard. But after replacing capacitors, resistors, calibrating the electronics to make use of an NOS JAN 6070 tube, and getting rid of the stock capsule, my former paperweight of a mic can now compete with other more exponentially expensive mics in my collection. And as a bonus, he gave me full documentation with schematics and printouts of the graphic response before and after his mod. It was great. So I urge you to dig in your mic closet, see what Brian and Fox Audio Research can do for those cheap impulse buy mics that you probably got at Guitar Center that have been sitting around as decorations or doorsteps in your studio. Email Brian and talk to him about your cheap mic's potential at brian.fox@foxaudioresearch.ca. This was a non-compensated announcement. I promise you.